Good morning. I'm sorry I'm late this morning. My plate runneth over, and I got busy, and my humanness came out. I totally lost track of time. If you asked me, I would have said it was about 10 o'clock. But I'm here now. This is Perry, your host for today on the Live Well Lifestyle Seminar. And we do these once a month. The topic for today is, I have the wrong topic open. Let me look at the right date here. Okay, is making decisions with confidence. So many times we make decisions with a wobble or a doubt, and when you do that, it really gets you off balance. And when you can learn to make a decision with confidence in that decision, it can roll forward and you can accomplish your goal. It's amazing when you have doubt about what you're going to do, how it just gets the train off the track. So we're talking about making decisions with confidence and believing in your decision. So my intention today is to make a decision and be confident in my decision. The wobbles or doubts that you have will sabotage your journey what you want to accomplish with that decision. You know, we know that life is made up of daily challenges that call for decision. And as soon as you get one done, something else comes along unexpected. So we are constantly having to make decisions. Some are easier than others. It depends on what the risk factor is. But if you know that everything is for you, not done to you, even if it's the unknown, could you make a decision and believe that you can make something better down the road? It's a real challenge. It's one I'm working on right now in a small way. But I have to, this lesson is for me, I guess is what I'm saying. A clear decision, totally owned by you, gives the journey clarity of success. So if you make a decision you're going to do something, I'm writing a book, say, and the author is never ready to let go of the book. You always think, oh, I ought to add this, or I ought to do this, or maybe I need to change that paragraph. And they said, Truman Capote, that the publishers had to take the book away from him. He would never let go of it. He was such a perfectionist, he kept working on it, which is a good way to understand this decision process. So if I were writing a book and I finally reached that point and I keep looking for little things that might not be real clear, I could keep that book from being published for years and years and years. But if I finally say, you know, I've put all my effort and wisdom into this. I'm confident that it's going to be understood and easily acceptable by the people who receive it, my intended audience of readers. I can let go of the book with clarity and confidence in my decision to let it go now. We do this with our kids. We don't want to let them go. We want to keep them kind of dependent on us. But let them go off to college confident that you have given them the values and the life examples of how to manage in life and that they will do well. So oftentimes a comfort zone, we get in comfort zones and we don't want to grow or to get out of them to take a larger step. And remember this, a comfort zone was once a decision that led into the unknown. We aren't born knowing how to do things. Maybe sports is natural to us and we're very athletic. So we go into sports with the confidence that I can do this. And we do it, but we don't ever want to get out of sports. And eventually, as you know, in sports, these high-priced athletes get injured and their career is over. Then what? Where do they go from there? So being able to get let go of what was for what can be is helpful in making decisions. The comfort zone was once an unknown, but you learned and you succeeded and it became easy, and so you stayed and stayed and stayed with what you know, and you missed the excitement of pushing yourself to new levels of adventure because it was really safe to stay with what you knew. Don't be afraid to fail. You can always course correct and try again. Never second guess a decision. You can go back and change history. You can't go back and change history. It's perfect. Just let it go and go forward. If you watched the Masters golf tournament this year, time after time you saw a player make a decision about where to hit the ball and end up in a sand trap or the rough that looked like it was going to be impossible for him to end up with a good score on that hole. And the very next shot put him right beside the hole. So the wrong decision ended up giving him the best lie of the day for his next shot. But we look at that getting in the rough as, oh no, I've ruined it. I made a bad decision. I shouldn't have hit it that way. I didn't follow through like I should. And instead of going through, just going forward and making the best of it and seeing what you could do next to get out of the hole. And then if your intention is to making the hole in the lowest score, which is what you do in golf, I just saw them go through this up and down emotion, because there were two players that were kind of close together, and to watch them go through a good shot and then a bad shot, and the bad shot led to a better shot. But our mind goes to the bad shot. Oh no, this is the end for me. This is bad. And we sink. We lose our energy saying, oh well, this or something better. How can I make something better out of this position? So never doubt your decisions. 9 out of 10 times if you have a doubt, it will spread like cancer, negative mind talk, and you self-destruct. Move forward with confidence that you can learn new things and make this work. So I happen to be married to a man who, when he made a decision, that was it. It was gold to him. He didn't doubt it. He didn't get in the middle of it and back out. He just believed it would work, and it did. So that really helped me. I learned that value from him, to be confident in your decisions. You can't expect a decision to work if you don't believe it will, because then you're not committed to it. You can't ride a horse with one foot in the stirrup. How can you expect a marriage to work if you leave yourself a back door open? You marry because you are committed 100% to that relationship. Too many young people today get married today with the attitude that if it doesn't work, I can always get a divorce. An easy back door always takes away the incentive to learn to communicate, to speak up about your feelings, and to make it work. I promise you, if you don't learn how to make it work with the person you're with, you will draw another one just like them so you can practice until you get it. Life is just a recurring school in some areas. Learning to honor yourself is not about being right or wrong. It's about discussing what doesn't feel right or wrong and finding a solution. It's up to you to teach people how to treat you. So you have to let them know what's appropriate for you and what doesn't feel comfortable for you, and talk about it and be open to finding a solution. Let go of being right and wrong. That's the rut we get stuck in, wanting to be right or wrong. Be willing to step forward and look for an alternative that is acceptable to both of you. I was speaking with an old friend from college the other day. I had not seen in 50 years or heard from him, and I found him and called him and talked with he and his wife. And I asked him, you know, about his journey and where he had been. And he said, well, we left Texas and went to Wisconsin for a few years And you know, I think if Pat and I had stayed in Texas, we may have gotten a divorce, but we were up there on our own, all alone, no parents to run to, and we just figured out how to make our life work, and we're having the best life ever, and we're still in love today. But I think that time away from people to lean on is what made us strong, because we had to figure out how to work together. We were young and had to learn each other's needs and respect those and find a solution. And he said it was probably the best thing that ever happened to us, was being that far away from home, from our parents. We didn't have anybody to run to, so we just made it work. And that's what I'm talking about, making a decision. Just find a way to make it work and stick with it. Don't second guess, don't doubt. We need to practice making decisions. If you weren't taught to make decisions, if your parents always made them for you, you probably are in your comfort zone of letting someone else decide for you. So learn to teach your children to make decisions when they're young. My daughter always, with my grandson, she would pull out two outfits for him to wear and let him pick. She didn't just go say, go pick out something you want to wear, because he might have worn his pajama top and plaid shirts and striped something else, you know. But she gave him two choices, and he learned early on to make a decision. And if you ask him a question, he will give you his answer. He will make that decision, because he got to practice doing that in small ways, and then he was prepared when the bigger choices came around. Now, do we always find some places where we have two choices that we don't want to accept? Yeah, and maybe those are the only options at that moment. Sure, and we can get mad about it, but guess what? You either do it or you stay where you are. You help children at first by giving them just two choices. Do you want to wear the blue shirt or the brown shirt? Eventually, multiple choices will come easy for them. I have a friend that will not make a decision, especially about eating out, so I never ask her where she wants to go. I just make the decision. Then she will always let me know if it's something that she's good with or not. If I say, let's go eat Mexican food, she'll say, I don't really like Mexican food. And I said, okay, how about Chinese? She says, good, I like Chinese. So we go there. What did we do? I threw out something that she didn't like. She told me we found a mutual second choice. But it frustrates me to ask her where she wants to go eat, because she says, I don't know. I don't care, wherever you want to go. And then when I say something, she's going to tell me whether she wants it or not, or whether she likes it or not. So trying to get her to make that decision is more aggravating to me than just making it and then adjusting it as we go. So start practicing. The statement, whatever you want to do, is not an option. So don't give up your right to decide. You are, when you get into that, whatever you want to do is okay, you're actually giving your power away. And they may give you something that you don't want to do. I have a power thought for today. You are always on your way somewhere. The key is to find a way to be happy wherever you are, on your way to where you really want to be. Now, that's a big component. We're always way on our way to somewhere. We have a goal we want to achieve, but there are steps we have to take in the middle to get there. And you have to be happy with where you are to be able to continue. You have to have that happiness energy. You have to be able to be satisfied. I know it's going to be better. Today, this is where I am, and this is the chore I need to do to get to where I want to be, and really accept it instead of bailing out and running away. So the key is to find a way to be happy wherever you are now, on your way to where you really want to be. we're speaking about the state of being that you want. It doesn't matter where you are. Where you are is shifting constantly. Have you noticed that? Things are never the same every day. You wake up and you have a whole list of what you're going to do that day. The phone rings and your whole day just got, your list just got scrambled. So it doesn't matter where you are. If someone scrambles your list, accept it. Figure out what's my highest priority. Go there, do that. Because we're always shifting. But you must turn your attention to where you want to go. That's the goal that will draw you out of the muck and the mud and the little things that you don't like to do. Just be content with where you are. If you like a clean house, you have to wash dishes, right? It's part of it. So when you're washing dishes, instead of being angry about washing dishes, oh, I hate washing dishes, just say, oh, this is a step on the way to giving me what I really want, which is a clean house, and not have dirty dishes in my sink. And that's the difference between making the best of something and making the worst of something. Keep that in mind. Is my action going to make the best of something or the worst of something? Closing thought is, I decide, I accept that I made the perfect decision, and I'm confident it's to my highest good. All is well and getting better day by day. I love that. I think I'm going to put that on my mirror. I decide, I accept that I made the perfect decision, and I'm confident it's to my highest good. All is well and getting better and better every day. Well, that's pretty much the sum of it for today, and we still have some time. We have quite a few people on the phone line. I hope this subject has been good for you. I'm going to see if there were any questions or comments. Most people in this seminar don't ask questions. It's not so much a how to do as a discussion about life and how to make your life easier and happier. So I'm going to ask on the phone if anyone wants to have a discussion about something that may be a problem they're dealing with. And we'll see if we can't find the way into the light on that. If you'll press star 2 on your phone, that will open your line and we can talk together. So star 2 will open your line and it will signal me. So how are decision making for you going? Are you happy about the decisions you make? You can either be happy or sad, so why be sad? Why be angry? Why be mad? Make the best of what you got. Keep your eye on where you want to be and say, how quickly, what do I need to do? How can I be happy with where I am now so I can get to where I want to be quicker? The law of attraction, keep your eye on the goal. And don't step in any bog puddles, mud puddles, quicksand on the way that you have to fight and struggle with. Just say, okay, today this is where I am and this too shall pass. We all sort of know that and can go with that example. I hope this has been beneficial to you. It's springtime and we're making a lot of decisions. We make decisions about where we want to go for vacations, where we want to be. My grandson is going to go, we're going to Oregon to visit some friends, and then he's going to go with his mother and her friend, and they're taking a car. We're flying up, and then she's going to go with them, and they're going to mosey back in the car, and it's going to be a trip. And he thought it was going to be boring. And he didn't want to go. And I said, this is an opportunity for you to go see Yellowstone National Park. You love the outdoors. Go to the Grand Canyon. There are Indian reservations up there. There's so much for you to see. And he said, but we have to do all that driving in the car. And I said, but you're moseying. You're not, it's not a straight trip where you're going to be in the car for 24 hours straight driving and just stop, spend the night, get up and go again. you're going to be sightseeing along the way. It's a casual trip home. And I said, now, your other option is you come home and you stay with me. And I have work to do, so there's not a lot of things to do in my neighborhood or kids that you know here. And I can't take you, you know, to the park or things if I'm working and need to be at my computer. So now you talk about boring. If you want to go with me, I promise you, you will be bored. He's only 11 years old, so he can't drive himself or go to a movie or arrange things. And so he decided to go, and I said, now, if you decide to go, have the attitude that it's going to be fun. And she said, well, Mina, I just don't want to be in the back seat covered up in bags. And you know my mother, when she packs, she just has so much luggage she carries with her. And I won't have any room in the back seat. And I said, Jack, you're flying up there. She's limited on how much luggage she can take. So don't worry about it. And it's funny what comes into kids' mind, the things that they dread. But he went on a long trip with his dad last summer, and they had a great time, but then they had to just drive straight back, and it was like a two-day drive just sitting in the car all the time. And, if you know, most people like to drive because it gives them something to do, but when you're just a passenger sitting in the car and you don't get to stop and see things, it gets a little monotonous, and that was what he had in his mind. So I said, make this decision and decide that it's going to be a good one, and you're going to have a great time, and you're going to see things you've never seen before and you would never have a chance to see. So he decided that he would go. And I was glad I could, had been working on this paper, so I was able to help him make his decision. And that was a joy to me. Well, our time is almost up. The teleseminar results will be posted after this. If you want to get a copy of my handwritten notes or hear the recording again. Now, in May, I'm trying to figure out what month it is I'm going to miss. There's one month that I'm going to miss 2 weeks in May. I'm going to be out of town the 7th and the 28th. So we'll be having 2 clay seminars, one on the 14th and one on the 21st, and we'll skip our lifestyle seminar for next month, and then we'll get back on track. But I'm taking a couple of trips there, and they happen to be on a Thursday. So next month we won't have a lifestyle seminar, just the 2 clay seminars. We invite you all to come and learn about calcium bentonite clay and bring your questions. And I'm going to look one more time to see if anyone has had a question about life they wanted to ask. You can always contact me in private. If you go to livingclaybook.com, you can find my phone number or an email. And if you have a private question you would like to discuss, I'll be there to do that. Well, this is Perrier. It's spring in Texas, and everything is green, and the wildflowers are blooming. And I'm going to go outside and play, and I wish that you will find a happy way to spend this day and enjoy the spring while we have it. You know, sometimes you just need to take time off to go and sit or go to the river and sit and watch the river flow or read a book. Just have some quiet time. Since I was so busy this morning that I lost track of time, it's a signal I need to take a time out. So thank you for joining me for this session. I hope it's been beneficial to you, and thank you for letting me share. And this is Perrier signing out.